This is Michael Edward Miller for WTC. A Chattanooga physician says the Affordable Care Act saved her life, and she's challenging claims that the U.S. Senate can replace Obamacare with something better. Dr. Danielle Mitchell spoke at a rally in Miller Park. A crowd had gathered to protest the Senate's plan to repeal the ACA. Dr. Mitchell stepped up to the microphone and illustrated her criticism of the Senate's health bill by holding up a red piece of cloth.
How many of you guys know what this is?
She unfolded the red cloth, which turned out to be a bikini.
And a bikini should have nothing in common with your health care coverage. Skimpy is out.
As a small business owner, Dr. Mitchell gets her insurance through an ACA exchange. She's the founder of the Chattanooga Sports Institute Center for Health. She's also an athlete who's finished 7 Ironman competitions. But a sudden diagnosis slowed her down.
2.5 years ago, I was diagnosed with a very devastating, incurable chronic vascular disease. I almost lost my entire right leg to that. And now I've won the lottery of pre-existing conditions.
She says her insurance through the ACA saved her life. If the Senate's repeal and replace plan became law, her pre-existing condition could mean much higher out-of-pocket expenses.
They're going to let states opt out of essential benefits, which for me, if I need to go and have surgery, I might not have hospitalization coverage.
The Senate's plan is called the Better Care Reconciliation Act, but some protesters at Miller Park called it wealth care because of the billions of dollars worth of tax breaks it could give wealthy people and corporations while cutting Medicaid.
Health care, not wealth care!
Tennessee Senator Bob Corker has expressed concerns about those tax breaks. He told the Chattanooga Times Free Press that he thinks it's not sustainable to look at lowering taxes on the wealthy while also placing a greater burden on low-income citizens. In a statement emailed to WTC, Senator Corker said legislators will keep working to improve the plan and resolve a number of legitimate issues. He said the plan is important and will affect people in very real ways, and the fact that the Senate has delayed voting on it shows that senators understand its importance and want to get it right. Speaking to the crowd at Miller Park, Dr. Mitchell presented her solution to improving health care legislation.
I think it's time we elect government officials who are trained to care for you.
With that in mind, Dr. Mitchell plans to put her name on the ballot in 2018. She's going to run for the Democratic Party's nomination as a candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives, 3rd District, Tennessee. For WTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.